Now, the other, just to complete the story on the bevacizumab, is that there are two large randomized trials now being conducted, one in the United States and one in Europe, looking at bevacizumab in combination with chemotherapy as primary therapy of ovarian cancer.
What's the exact eligibility design?
In the United States, it is patients with advanced ovarian cancer. It's a three-arm trial. The patients are getting carboplatin and Taxol as a primary therapy, as one arm, a standard arm. Carboplatin and Taxol, bevacizumab, and the bevacizumab is stopping at the end of chemotherapy, the second arm, and the third arm is carboplatin, Taxol, bevacizumab, and the bevacizumab is continued for a substantial number of months after that in the third arm. I don't remember the exact number of months. And this is a placebo-controlled trial, so all patients who are not getting the bevacizumab are getting placebo.
Yeah, it's interesting, this idea how long you use the bev. The only other trial I can think of, or major U.S. trial that's kind of like that, is the new adjuvant breast trial, which right. is the ECOG's doing.
Yeah, this is an important study because it actually is directly addressing the question of the maintenance strategy.
A lot of people have questions about that.
And this is important in ovarian cancer because even though, as I said earlier, a very large percentage of patients develop recurrence, the fact is that women can live for a very long period of time. So that if you're going to have someone alive 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, you want to know how long you have to continue the bevacizumab. This is not a disease where most people die within, say, 6 months.